Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're talking about some news on Tesla's solar roof. We also have news out of Europe and India, news on SpaceX, and then some broader automotive news as well. Tesla stock today finished down 4.5% to $686.44. That compared to the NASDAQ, also a tough day there, down 1.7%. First off, we'll talk about solar roof. Just a little bit of news here, and this is kind of funny how it came about, but sometimes members of the Tesla Q community that have shorted Tesla or bet against Tesla, they do flyovers of various Tesla locations trying to find, you know, cars sitting there unsold, I guess. And one of the more prominent members, known as Machine Planet on Twitter, often does these flyovers, and yesterday he posted a photo of some test houses that Tesla seems to be practicing solar roof installation on. But instead of the usual black or dark gray color that we're used to seeing on the solar roof, these tiles are a light brown color. Now, for some reason, Machine Planet's takeaway is that that means the solar roof doesn't exist, but my takeaway would be a little bit different. It seems like Tesla is testing out a different color here, since obviously there are hundreds, maybe thousands of solar roofs installed with the other dark color tile. Of course, when Tesla introduced the solar glass roof originally, they had four different tile styles, one of which was the Tuscan glass tile. I think this color looks closest to that, but the shape, albeit this is a faraway photo, does not look like that style. It looks more like the textured glass Tesla is doing today, rather than that Tuscan glass, which had a lot of depth to it. It's also probably worth comparing this shot to a shot of the actual solar roof that Tesla's installing today, because at first glance you may not see any solar components there, but that's kind of the point of the Tesla solar roof. If you look at an aerial shot of the current solar roof, you don't actually see any solar components in there either. I'd also say to me they both look pretty similar from a reflectivity perspective. They both seem to be a little bit more reflective than what a traditional roof might look like. I also have no idea what Tesla would be testing there on the roof, if not a solar roof. But this also pairs nicely with some news that we had a couple weeks back, which was a patent Tesla filed for the solar roof entitled System and Method for Improving Color Appearance of Solar Roofs. In the patent, they outline a few things they're doing with texture, paint, and placement, about which they say, quote, "As a result, the color appearance of the PV and non-PV," PV is photovoltaic if you're not familiar, so PV and non-PV roof tiles can be quite similar. "Moreover, when assembling the PV roof tiles, the embedded photovoltaic structures are fed into the production line following a predetermined color pattern, such that a majority of PV roof tiles contain solar cells of a similar color, and PV roof tiles of different colors are evenly or randomly mixed to prevent clustering of colors on a roof," end quote. So even though I think most would agree that the solar glass roof looks pretty good right now, Tesla's still doing clearly a lot of work on color and appearance, and this brown roof that we're seeing here may be part of that development. All right, next up here, we've got an update on Tesla in India. You may remember a couple weeks back, we talked about a report from a Karnataka chief minister, Karnataka being an Indian state, who said that Tesla was going to open an electric car manufacturing unit in Karnataka. Prior to that, we also had the news that Tesla had established a business unit in India, but looks like not so fast with those reports. Reuters today was out with an exclusive report saying, quote, "India is ready to offer incentives to ensure Tesla Inc.'s cost of production would be less than in China if the carmaker commits to making its electric vehicles in the South Asian country," Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari told Reuters, end quote. So despite the earlier comments from the state of Karnataka, this is from a country official, and definitely does not seem to be a done deal yet, Gadkari told Reuters, quote, "The government will make sure the production costs for Tesla will be the lowest when compared with the world, even China, when they start manufacturing their cars in India. We will assure that," end quote. Just as a quick reminder on the market size in India, it is about 3 million vehicles per year, but concentrated in the lower price bands. BMW and Mercedes, for example, sell about 10,000 vehicles per year in India, and Honda and Toyota are closer to around 130,000 apiece. So over time, it could become a significant market for Tesla, especially as India grows rapidly, and Tesla works into lower price bands. But initially, it's not going to be a huge market, so Tesla would have to rely on exports, and it should be a pretty decent energy market as well. All right, next here, I want to talk a little bit about Europe, just because I got a couple of questions on this yesterday. MarketWatch came out with an article comparing Tesla's market share in Europe to other electric vehicles. So just my quick 30-second thoughts here. First off, that MarketWatch article is talking about EV registrations in Europe in January specifically. That's especially irrelevant for Tesla because Tesla is still utilizing a quarterly batching fulfillment strategy. So for them to deliver a lot of vehicles in Europe in January, they'd have to be shipping those vehicles in Q4 mostly, which doesn't maximize quarterly deliveries, so Tesla doesn't really do that. So January numbers themselves pretty much irrelevant in Europe, and I would say even broader than that, the annual numbers in Europe don't even really matter that much, because if Tesla can sell a car in North America, it's going to be cheaper for them to do that rather than shipping it over to Europe. Same thing applies with the production from China. There's a reason no Model Ys have been delivered in Europe, and that's why. So none of these European market share numbers matter to me at all. until Giga Berlin is up and running. And even then, it only matters a little bit because Tesla's not competing with other electric vehicles primarily. That's like 3% of the market. Tesla's competing with the other 97% of the market, which is internal combustion engine vehicles. So I know longtime listeners already know my perspective on that, but like I said, did get a few questions on it, and I don't want people to think that I'm just ignoring that because it, you know, could be perceived as negative news. All right, next here, let's hop over to Elon's Twitter. He had an interesting tweet today. This is more relevant to SpaceX, and we've got a couple of pieces of news here on SpaceX, and then we'll get back to auto. But this afternoon, Elon tweeted, quote, "Creating the city of Starbase, Texas," end quote. Now, with Elon tweets, you're, of course, never quite sure at first if he's being serious, but I think he probably is. He also responded to Next Spaceflight on Twitter, who said that the Boca Chica Village area, part of Cameron County, will be incorporated as Starbase, Texas. Not sure if that was a factual tweet or a speculative tweet. And then Elon replied saying, quote, "An area much larger than Boca Chica," end quote. So it is almost certainly Boca Chica and the surrounding area. Boca Chica itself is a very small, just unincorporated village in Texas, only about 20 or so residents, and SpaceX has actually been trying to buy them out for the last 12 to 18 months or so. Last year, they also had a job posting for a resort development manager to be stationed in Brownsville, which is the nearest town to Boca Chica, with the aim of creating a, quote, 21st century spaceport, end quote. So with this tweet from Elon, it seems like there has been some progress there, and it'll be really interesting to see how this develops. While we're on the topic of Boca Chica, it is still looking good for a potential test flight of Starship Serial Number 10 tomorrow. Boca Chica Gal on Twitter has been asked to evacuate for that test. Elon Musk liked that tweet earlier today. Things change a lot here, but as of now, it does look like it's on track for Wednesday, March 3rd. Two other quick things here on SpaceX, then we'll get back to automotive to wrap it up. First is that it looks like there will be some major expansion for SpaceX near Austin. In a job posting for an automation and controls engineer for Starlink, SpaceX says, quote, "To keep up with global demand, SpaceX is breaking ground on a new state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in Austin, Texas. The automation and controls engineer will play a key role as we strive to manufacture millions of consumer-facing devices that we ship directly to customers, Starlink dishes, Wi-Fi routers, mounting hardware, etc. Specifically, they will design and develop control systems and software for production line machinery, ultimately tackling the toughest mechanical, software, and electrical challenges that come with high-volume manufacturing, all while maintaining a focus on flexibility, reliability, maintainability, and ease of use," end quote. So Elon definitely putting down some firm roots there in Austin. Lastly on SpaceX, as I mentioned last week, there was supposed to be an update today on the Dear Moon project, the first private spaceflight to the moon. Yusaku Maezawa posted today an update on that, announcing that he'll be accepting applications from the public for up to 8 spots on this trip. So this is fully paid for by Yusaku. He has opened up registration on dearmoon.earth, or pre-registration, I guess. That's by March 14th. And it looks like later this year, they'll be wrapping it up with the final interview in late May. All right, shifting back into automotive, we've got a couple of announcements here. The first is from Volvo. They've announced that by 2030, they intend to only sell fully electric vehicles and phase out any car in their global portfolio with an internal combustion engine, including hybrids. So they're using much less deceptive language than what we heard from Jaguar about their 2025 date a little while ago, but only half credit there because they are targeting the date of 2030. However, they say that by 2025, they aim for 50% of global sales to be fully electric vehicles, and they're not really couching their language here. They say very clearly, quote, "By 2030, every car it sells should be fully electric," end quote. With this announcement, Henry Green, their chief technology officer, said, quote, "There is no long-term future for cars with an internal combustion engine," end quote. So that 2030 date, maybe not the most powerful date, but some powerful language there for sure from Volvo CTO. Lastly today is an update from NIO. They provided an update on their earnings call today about their production rate and the impact to it from semiconductor chip shortages, saying that for the second quarter, they'll be forced to reduce their production from their recently achieved 10,000 units per week down to their previous rates of 7,500 per week, and they expect to be able to bring that rate back up again in July. So we'll continue to keep an eye on the semiconductor situation as new information comes in, but that will wrap it up for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter @Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Wednesday, March 3rd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.